Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. I got turned around there for a second. I tripped up over my tongue. I can't believe it. Nothing but professionalism around here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. I think what it is, I'm very excited about today's show. I'm a little starstruck, so, you know, bear with me and everything, but we've got a very, very cool guest today. She is a thespian. For you Philistines out there who don't know what that means, an actor. She's an actress, actually, and a producer. And she's in the movie business and the TV business as well. She's part of a new TV series that I believe has been, the first episode has been filmed already. It's probably in the post-production stage right now. I haven't seen it, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's a TV series of the horror genre, and you know, that's kind of different and kind of neat. And let's talk to her about it. We've got her and her mom Flo on the line with us, all the way from northern Wisconsin. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thank you, ladies, for showing up and classing the joint up around here, man. We could use it. And we're glad it's happening. So let me ask you, Madison. I was looking a little bit at your bio, acting, but you were a dancer first, right? Is this how this happened?
Yes, I've been dancing since I was 3 years old. So in dance, you kind of tell a story through your emotions and like kind of like acting, but through your movements. So like when I started acting,
gotcha.
It was kind of like an easy transition.
Very cool. Very cool. And a lot of work. I don't think people realize, and I only, not that I'm some big smart guy or something, but I only know this. I grew up only son with three sisters, and one of them was involved in ballet. And I have never seen people work, like athletes, work so hard. I mean, you really have to, you know, be into that, you know, and that's hard. You know, so my hat goes off.
Like
at
the end of the day, we're perfectionists, so.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But it doesn't surprise me that that led into acting, because I'll tell you, a lot of successful people in the movie business and in the music business that I know, you know, that really have things going, they all kind of have some sort of athletic background. And I think the reason they do, or I think that there's a correlation between those two, is that sports or physical art, you know, like dance and whatnot, it really illustrates, especially to a youngster, if you work at something and practice, you get better at it, you know, and, you know, you guys know that. And so with acting or music or whatever it is, you know, baking bread, whatever it is, that same work ethic applies. That's, and plus you're from Wisconsin, you know, I mean, you know, growing up working hard,
yeah.
You know, that's just part of that.
Have to do something warm in the winter.
Oh, I'm telling you. You know, this sounds so terrible, and I don't want to make light of anybody in their bad situation, especially right now. But I'm seeing all my friends and people in these cold areas posting on Facebook yesterday and leading up to all this, and they were my first thought. I grew up in Michigan, outside of Detroit, and my father, you know, grew up on a farm, a ranch. And my first thought when I saw these people posting about how cold it was and everything, my father's solution to that would have been, okay, let's go chop some wood. Let's go do something to keep warm.
That's great. Got to keep warm.
Oh, man. Yeah. Put me to work. Put me to work. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there was no video games. That was a different time. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Now, the project that you were involved with is Very Frightening Tales. It's a new TV series in the horror genre. How did this come about? Did you, just put an audition tape out, or did a casting agent call you? How did all this happen? This is pretty exciting.
Well, it's a Suzanne De Laurentiis production, and Suzanne came up with this whole idea, and it's just every episode and, every short film in the episode are all different. So, there's different creatures and different, just different storylines, and you never get bored of it.
That's
and
cool.
Suzanne is a friend of my mom's friend, so that's how I kind of got into it.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, see, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's all on who you know. No, I'm kidding. She, obviously, Suzanne, for those who don't know,
it's very hard.
She picks the winning horses consistently. You know, she's really good at what she does. She doesn't go into anything willy nilly. Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So when she saw something in Madison, that tells me something right there. That's pretty awesome. That is pretty cool. Now, you guys are in Wisconsin. I imagine, I don't know, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but was this shot in Southern California, in L.A. area?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so you guys got to go out west there. That's pretty cool. Had you been out there doing work? Well, you have another movie before this as well, so you had a little bit of experience, right?
Not really. I was more of an extra in that film.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, this is the big time, man. This is pretty cool. Flying out to California. Yeah. That is awesome.
Awesome.
Now, I don't want to... It's very rude, Madison, for any gentleman to ask a lady their age, but I'm assuming you still might be in school?
Yes, I'm a senior in high school, and I'm 17.
Wow, well, see, how cool is that? Man, I got to tell you, I wasn't doing anything nearly that cool at 17. That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome, man. Well, that's very cool. Now, I would have been telling everybody in my high school would have known what I was doing if something like that was happening. How neat. How cool. Was it, because you're one of the main people in this episode, so I imagine pretty big script, mm-hmm. a lot of work, huh?
Yeah, I'm a recurring in the Very Frightening Tales series, so I play different characters, even if it's just a short little thing, I'm always a little bit in there.
That is cool, I didn't know that. I thought so you were in the one episode, and then they were on to the next. How cool is that? Well, I am impressed.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, very cool. Very, very cool. Now, I saw in some of your press pictures and whatnot, on your IMDb and whatnot, you were in your ballet outfit. Do you get to play a ballerina in this episode, or can we not say because it hasn't been out yet?
Yeah, I played a ballerina, but I was the daughter of, a ballerina as well, and I'm trying to find out who my mom is. I was adopted. So then my mom haunts me and I turn into a ballet ghost, I would say.
Mm. How cool is that? No, if you're going to get haunted by somebody, unless it's a mean ballet ghost, then you wouldn't want that. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
And the good funny thing about it, Jamie, is they shot that movie in an authentic haunted house.
Oh, man. I'll see. I don't know if I could have handled that. Where's Jamie at? I don't know. He's outside. He won't come in here. Did you get creeped out?
Yes. I'm not usually sensitive to that stuff because I don't really believe in ghosts that much, but, like, in that house, I felt like I was being watched, and everyone felt eerie, and, like, we were doing a shot, and I was outside, and, like, the camera was actually in the house shooting out of a window. And, well, the guy's like, telling the director to get out the camera and everything. He's like, I'm not in the camera. I'm way over here. So we saw, like, a figure in the camera,
wow.
And it scared everyone.
Yeah, that's not good. Whoa. I'm like you, Madison. I really don't believe in that stuff, but I'll tell you what. I'm an old man now, and I'm old enough to know that it's entirely possible I could be wrong on things, you know? I don't want to find a ghost and say, oh, guess I was wrong on that. I wouldn't be having that conversation. I'd be running away. Well, that's pretty neat. Pretty cool. Now, this was filmed and everything, and like I said, they're probably working on there's all this stuff that happens that a lot of people probably don't realize after any type of film, a movie, a TV show or something happens. Then they do all of this post-production and editing work, and then this distribution and all this business side stuff. And that's probably happening right now. Any idea, ballpark, of when, you know, we'll all be able to see, or is it too soon to say yet?
I think it's too soon to say.
I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha. Well, that happens. That happens. And, you know, it just makes us want to see it all the more. You know?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's pretty exciting.
That is.
I'm telling you. Well, when it does, and when I find out, and Madison's going to let me know, ladies and gentlemen, I will blast it out on all of my social media everywhere and whatnot. So we'll all be watching the Ballet Ghost.
Thank you.
I like that. Of course. Now, Madison, between you and me, I know how you movie star type people can be sometimes. You know, there's busy lives and everything. And sometimes you can't talk about upcoming projects till all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted. Is there anything coming up besides this that you can give us a little hint on that you might be involved in?
Yes, there is. Actually, we're planning on making The Curse of Stone Hill a feature film.
Oh, really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty neat. That is pretty neat. That's exciting, too. Madison, you got a lot going on.
And I'll also be in another feature film as well.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Now, let me ask you this. Now, when you were a youngster and you were dancing and, you know, doing, putting on, being in recitals and what have you, did you know that, you know, you were going to move out of just primarily dancing and get into acting as well? Or did this just kind of happen?
Honestly, it just kind of happened. I mean, I've always wanted to be an actress, but I just never really knew how to go forward into it. And, like, a couple years ago, I finally started taking classes. I went to like a competition for acting, and then I got signed with an agent, and then I met Suzanne. So it kind of just, after I met Suzanne, it kind of just, right from there, like it just kept on going.
Well, sometimes that's all it takes. You know, I was just watching a thing about Harrison Ford. He was one of the guys from those Star Wars movies that came out before you were born,
mm-hmm.
And now I feel old.
No,
he was a contractor. Yeah, well, this guy was a contractor. I don't know, he's building a deck or something at George Lucas's house, and he said he needed somebody to be in the film. He goes, "Hey, you're in the movie." And, you know, next he's Indiana Jones, and he's all this, you know. It just takes one person sometimes, and things happen. That sounds like you're in that situation. That's pretty awesome. That is pretty neat. Oh, man. Well, let me ask your mom, Flo, this is pretty exciting, you know, to have a youngster in this business. And wow, that's pretty neat. Now, I imagine, I don't have children of myself, but I know a lot of people.
Okay.
I'm the cool uncle, you know.
I'm
the weird cool uncle that,
no,
it's just I think all my nieces and nephews have seen too many movies, and they think when it's my time, I'll leave them a big house with money hidden in it somewhere. So, you know, it's one of those types of deals. But, which it might be a house, but there probably won't be any money in it. Anyway, you hear stories and whatnot. So I would imagine, you know, people getting into fast lives and maybe not doing things that are smart, that's got to be kind of scary at first. Did you have any trepidation, or is it just this is such a good thing? Oh, okay.
I had trepidation in the very beginning before we met with Suzanne. Suzanne, I'm telling you, the crew and her, the people we work with there, they're up and up, and she's like Madison's mentor. I mean, she couldn't ask for a better person. I have all the confidence in all of them, and I go out with her. We keep her grounded.
Nice.
You know, I want her to get a big head.
Mm-hmm.
Things even did go further. I don't want her to be one of those with a big head. I won't stand for that.
That's good. That is very good.
I think you need to appreciate appreciate all the people that help you along the way.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
She's very appreciative. But you have to be careful. I said, know who you're working with, know the people very well, and be there.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't hang out with these people. I've had Suzanne on the show before, and I've had a lot of people she's worked with on the show before. And everybody you guys are dealing with right now, the people over at October Coast, Suzanne, of course, and all those people, I've never heard a bad thing said about any of them. They're just first rate, and in my experience dealing with them, and it's pretty cool. I'm very happy for you guys, that's pretty neat. No, Madison, do you have any brothers and sisters? Are they into acting as well, or is it just you?
I'm into acting, but I have an older sister, and her name's Taylor, and she's more of the crafty and creative one. She has her own Etsy shop, and I wish I could do some of the things she can do. Like, she's so artsy.
Oh, man. That's pretty neat. My wife is like that. I'll have some idea. I'm a great idea person, and then I'll try to do it. And she's, this has happened so many times in our marriage. She'll come up and she'll say, well, that'll work, but wouldn't it be easier if you did it this way? And it would be, of course. And I have to start all over and do it the easy way. That sounds like Taylor, maybe.
Yeah.
Good to have those people around too. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's pretty neat. That is pretty neat. Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot going on, and we have links to your social media and whatnot up on our show page. Mm-hmm. And I suggest people, add her Instagram and whatnot. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook. Madison's pretty, pretty cool, let me tell you, folks. And she posts a lot of cool stuff. So that's pretty exciting, Madison. Pretty exciting. Yeah, absolutely. And it's real cool that your mom's involved, too, your folks, it just goes to show that, Flo, between you and me, she'll be buying you that infinity pool, I predict.
She'll
be buying you that new Tesla.
Jamie, you're invited when she gets one. She wants
Mustang.
You and your wife come out and sit by the pool, and we'll have margaritas or something.
That sounds like a good plan. I can't wait. Oh, man. Any excuse to get up to Wisconsin, too. I love Wisconsin. It's not real fun this time of year, I'll be honest. But it is pretty.
Oh, yeah.
It is very pretty. And in the falls and springs can't be
gorgeous.
Beat. Oh, yeah. It's just fantastic.
You can't
next to the woods, that whole area. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. I love the Midwest. And I love the people up there, too. They're just fantastic.
Yes. Very nice.
Well, this is very, very cool. Well, I'm going to stay right in touch with you, ladies. And when the when all the business side of this, plays out and goes through that machinery and whatnot, and this is ready to go, I'm going to have you guys back on because, we'll be pushing it with definite dates and all this and that and how people can watch and it'll all be very,
awesome.
Very exciting. You guys are just, super cool.
We'd love to come
and,
to your show.
That makes me feel good. That makes me feel good. Well, very, very cool. Well, I know you guys have another one of these, press interviews coming up. So I'm going to let you guys get ready for that. And I want to just thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. And it's been awesome,
anytime.
Thank
you so much for having
me.
I had such a fun time.
Oh, anytime, Madison. And Madison, I'm going to tell you something. You're real, real good at what you're doing. So just keep doing that, You'll go real far.
Okay. Yep, we told
thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
Well, very cool, ladies. Well, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you
soon.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Okay, Jamie.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye. Well, there you
time.
Go, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Madison Ekstrand. She is just cool, turned up to 10. I just really, really dig her. She's a neat girl, and I predict has a real good future. She's in the right place, working with the right people. I'll tell you a little of that, between you and me and the lamppost and the thousands of people listening to this podcast, I do not exaggerate when I say that. I have had several of people from that group, that business group that under the people under Susan's umbrella, I should say. And they're just real cool, real cool, and make real cool movies too. Very cool movies. Oh man. Well, very cool. Well, that's going to, that was fun. That's one of the real reasons I love doing this show is it just a couple times a week I get to talk to people that are doing these exciting projects and it just really inspires me and pumps me up. And today's one of those days. Hey, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, I know that some people in the dealing with the cold right now in those areas are listening to the show and whatnot. And some of my friends aren't. They're without power. I know some very good friends in Austin right now. I introduced them to each other on a dance floor in Cambridge, Massachusetts, many, many years ago. They've been married many years now, and yeah, they're dealing with that. They're dealing with all that mess of no electricity right now. A couple days of it. And so, you know, I know somebody, I've been posting a little bit on Facebook about it, and somebody had messaged me or tweeted me. Is that how you say that? I don't know. On Twitter, they sent me a message on Twitter. I don't know if there's a specific. I'm an old man. What do I? It's hard to keep up with all this stuff. Anyway, they had said, you know, you're not even in that area. What are you? I'm like, well, people I care about are in that area. That's why I'm, you know, trying to help. And I'm feeling a little helpless because I can't do anything, you know. So I'm doing what I can. But, yeah, you know, if you are in those areas, please be smart. And prepare. I'm telling you, I live in South Florida. I had moved here. I had never been through a hurricane. And I went through one, not prepared. And it was incredibly scary. It's like sitting through a three-day tornado. It's not fun at all. Everybody was fine. We lost a fence, you know, a little bit of damage, but nothing bad. But regardless, what I'm saying is the next hurricane that came, I was prepared, baby. We have, you know, all kinds of radios you can crank and hear what's happening. And, you know, we have whole kits and food and all this stuff. And it's just where we live. It's the reality of where we live. And I think with all this climate stuff that's happening, people are just going to have to plan a little bit for the next time because – I hate to say it again, I'm not a meteorologist or, you know, I do actually own a lab coat, but it was for a costume. Anyway, I'm not a big scientist, but I will say this. I don't think this climate change is going anywhere. And I think these storms and these situations are just going to keep happening. So be prepared. And hey, what's the worst? You prepare for something and it doesn't happen. Oh, well, that's great. You know, because if you weren't prepared, it happened. Absolutely would happen. Just be prepared. And, you know, your Texans and hardy people that are in that area right now, you can get through this and do okay. And think about your little ones, and especially think about your pets. You know, they're relying on you to take care of them and whatnot. So keep that in mind and, you know, hunker down. And I'm thinking about you, maybe. I'm here, you know. I wish you were all here with me here in South Florida. I don't want anybody to be in a bad situation. Also, if you have elder neighbors or family or whatnot, be sure to check on them. If something, heaven forbid, were to happen terrible and you hadn't, you would feel terrible. You don't, just takes a second, make sure everybody's okay. And that's my advice. And I don't want to beat a dead horse or anything. Anyhow, had a lot of fun. Man, Madison's just fantastic. Madison Ekstrand and her mom, Flo Florence, real cool as well. That was fun today. So we're going to let you guys go. We will be back on Monday. I know we only had two shows this week. It's been a crazy week. Have we announced that yet? Got a big art show coming up. If we haven't announced it, I'm sure we will over the weekend. But yeah, we were crossing T's and dotting I's. That's what we were doing this week, and painting and painting, and it never stops, man. That's all I do. It's what I do. Not complaining. Anyhow, it's been a busy week. So next week we've got a full week of shows and guests, and it's just going to be fantastic. So we will see you all on Monday, starting that off. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm. Check on your people. And, another tip. One last tip. If you're in these areas, man, if the power comes back on, you got a little time before those rolling blackouts hit again, make sure every laptop, iPad, anything with a battery in it is charged up. Because most of those things have a USB port you can plug your phone into if you need to and charge it. And just make sure everything is charged and, you know, ready. And try to keep a lot of that stuff with the, especially in cold weather, in the warm room. You should have a hot room that isn't hot, but the room you're keeping warm, or you have a tent in there or something, and you've made your home base, cold will just sap the electricity and the charge out of batteries more quickly than not. Keep that stuff warm and, you know, do what you got to do, man. I'm not a religious guy, but, you know, prayer never hurt, especially in dire situations. So be good, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.